Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you being here. I'm Tiffany Bacon, here along with Marcos Mercado. And we today are going to be talking about blessings in disguise. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
Good morning, Tiffany. And good morning to everyone, all our listeners here in Philly, in Charlotte, and the surrounding cities, including those on the internet. We welcome you and we thank you so much for listening. It's exciting. It's exciting. I know we're back from Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And
hopefully it was good for you.
Oh, it was great. We had a great, great time. And, you know, I'm really excited about today's show. As we're talking about blessings in disguise, we have some special guests with us that we'll introduce in just a moment. Yes. But as usual, and as important as, you know, we know it's so important to go to God in prayer, especially when we're referring to our marriages. So at this time, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Father, for the blessing of marriage, even if it's a little rocky, God, we know that you are in control and we know that there are always great lessons to learn. And Father, we pray that you would just bless the show in a special way, be with our listeners, be with everything we share, including from things from your word. We love you, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have James and Nena French-Amori. James is the author of the book 40 Steps Closer to the Sun, and they have an amazing story about their own marriage, about their own lives. And so welcome to the show, James and Nena.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your story. What is your journey about?
It's great to be here again. Thank you guys for having us. And it's just good, I guess, to be on a marriage show that I can enjoy times with my wife, and now I get to share about it over the radio. So we have a lot of fun. We have a great time, but it's not just fun every day, and it wasn't that from the beginning. Especially just in the beginning and in building our relationship. Actually, I met my wife in college, and it's around the same time that I became a Christian. I became a Christian in campus ministry while going to college, and met through a friend of hers and everything. And then it was just cool, but I definitely didn't think that we were going to start dating any time, or that would be anywhere in the future that we would be married. I'm Italian. She's Nigerian. So that's the first thing off the bat that it's like, okay, this is I don't know if this is gonna happen, but she's a cool girl.
Yeah.
And but building and God had some blessings in disguise as the topic. Started working stuff out from there.
Awesome. That sounds great. So tell us how you felt about the relationship, Nina.
Well, like my husband just said, we definitely didn't think, just because of our backgrounds, that we would ever be together or even think that we would be married. But I can say that every great marriage definitely starts with friendship, and we just became best friends. And so when you become best friends with somebody, it doesn't matter where they're from or what their cultural background is. But just us becoming best friends really, really helped. But there were definite challenges in just getting together, especially just even being single and being college students, working on and being Christians, you know, having to keep our relationship pure and saving ourselves for marriage. And those type of challenges when the world's pressure is telling you, you know, you should be sleeping together, you should be moving in with one another. So we definitely had those challenges, and challenges too with our families who didn't think that a relationship could work when people were so different, when people come from, because we came from different backgrounds. So we had a lot of challenges with that as well, but we really had to focus on trusting God, that God's plan is what's perfect. And although people have their own idea of what marriage should look like, just on the outside, that a deep friendship and a relationship with God really helps marriage to work.
Right. What would you say was the more difficult thing to deal with, the challenges from your family or challenges from friends?
I would definitely say family. My my cultural background being Nigerian, being West African, I grew up in Nigeria. So I only moved to the United States to go to school. So of course, in my parents' mind, I was coming back home and I was going to marry a Nigerian, you know, somebody not just Nigerian, but from my tribe, from my ethnic group. So also I grew up very well to do. My family's well known in our where we're from. And so there was definitely a lot of expectations for me also as a first daughter of who I was to marry. My parents expected to suggest who my husband was going to be. And so when I decided to choose my own husband, it was absolutely a challenge. My parents fought it. It was just also very hard because you want to honor your parents. You want them to be pleased. You want them to support your decision. But in the case of marrying James, I had to really stand on my own because I believed that God had sent him to me and that together we were going to be better. And so I had to stand up against my family. But the amazing thing is that just them seeing our lives and seeing our trust in God and seeing our relationship was one that was based on a love for God first. They have really come around. And my parents went from having nothing to do with my husband. Like, they would not even come to our house, did not come to our wedding, to loving him, sharing his book with people, coming to being in our home. So definitely staying faithful, even when it seemed challenging, really, really helped us to and helped my family to come around.
That's awesome. James, what do you say?
It's definitely family was a challenge. As I was thinking about, as Nana was sharing too, I think a lot of the challenges was even with myself too, like thinking about, you know, can I, you know, how's this going to look? I'm going to be white guy walking down the street with an African American lady. What are people going to say? So it was an internal battle, like, man. And I prayed. I battled a lot with God. I'm like, God, is this what you want? And, you know, is this, how do I know if she's the one? You know, this is the question that I hear from singles all the time, because we're still working with the campus ministry. And, and people ask me a lot. There's all these dating questions, and how do you know she was the one? How did you know? And whatever. And and I was like, it was good. People were asking me just this week, so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be on a talk show too. I get to talk about that. And I just knew the more I prayed about it, the more that God revealed things. But it definitely was even just my own pride. Like, how would this look? How will people start to view me? Mm-hmm. You know, is this God? Is this really what you want in my life? And battling through that, you know, God definitely made it clear. Like Nana said, where the blessings are, it's just been amazing. Even to have our daughter now, our daughter's name is Victoria. And that was just like a perfect name, because it was name number one, just of the victory of bringing our families together, because my father's name is Victor. So it's just that works for my side. And my wife's grandmother's name is Victoria. So like everybody was happy. They were like, wow, this is and bringing her there. She's just beautiful. She brings joy to everyone. So. Right. That's just cool. Knowing, like, again, that's just a kiss from God saying, hey, you know, I approve. This is stamped by God. This marriage is good.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Marcos.
Well, Tiffany, we have a theme scripture here from James chapter 1. It says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I think it's so refreshing and reassuring to know that God doesn't change, because we live in a very turbulent world where things change. And like James was saying, sometimes you wonder, you know, is this God's will? Because sometimes we have this fallacy where we think that if it's God's will, everything should just go smoothly. It should be right. And if it's not, then wait a minute, you know, am I doing the right thing here? You know, is God opposing me, or is it just a challenge, a test that we need to overcome? And I know when they share their story, especially because their families weren't, you know, fond of this. They were like, no way. I remember even during their wedding ceremony, we're like, is there going to be anyone showing up saying, wait, no, we're object to this wedding. And so it's like, hurry up and get through the ceremony so that they can go ahead and be married. But just to feel that way, it's like, wow, you know, is this really God's will? And so the question, not just for you guys, but for our listeners, is how do you remain faithful when things seem to be crumbling down? You know, when things just are tough, it's just not what you hope for, it's not what you wish for. You know, everyone has this kind of a picture in their mind of what marriage is supposed to be, and whether you're single or married, you really do have an expectation. You see in the scriptures just great stories about marriages. I mean, there's a whole book, Song of Songs, devoted to relationships, and we know it's God-given, yet what happens when your world starts crumbling down, and how do you remain faithful?
Yeah.
I definitely would like to share about that. I think just remaining faithful takes, I think the first thing is prayer and just being able to talk to God about the things that are going on, but also just remembering God, remembering the things that God has done. God never messes up. And so I think it sometimes in the situation we feel like, oh my goodness, you know, what's going on? Like, I know that I felt like, this is not what I imagined. My dad's supposed to walk me down the aisle. My parents supposed to be here shopping for wedding gowns with me. My family's supposed to be involved in this most special day of my life. Mm-hmm. So God, there must be something wrong. But when I started to remember all the things that God has done for me, the way that he doesn't make mistakes, the way that he, nothing is ever wrong. And just believing in the scripture that, the Bible says that God works out everything for the good of those that love him. Believing those promises in the Bible that God has plans to prosper us and not to harm us, and really holding on to those truths, those are the things that help me to know that God is not making a mistake. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's challenging. But this is part of God's divine plan for my life, to perfect me, to help me to be close to him, to help my family to be closer to him. And so I think that that's how I definitely remain faithful when even currently, even now, when things are challenging in marriage, remembering that God's plans, God's word is true. His plans are perfect. And if I stick to his plan, it will work.
Right.
Yeah. And I was thinking about a scripture, too, that I just always keep in mind. It's in Matthew 7, starting in verse 24. It says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. Rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and hit that house, but it did not fall because it was built on a rock. Everyone who hears my words and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and hit the house, and it fell with a big crash." And, you know, I think, like, it's definitely God's word. That's what keeps me here. That's what keeps me going every day. Like, I'm building my house on God's word. And I had to go back to that a lot. You know, God, what is, you know, is this built on immorality? No. You know, we have a pure relationship. God, are we both focused on heaven? Yes, that's what I need to be. Are we both focused on helping other people to make it to heaven? Yeah, okay. So what are the issues? What's wrong? You know, and I definitely believe that Satan's out there and he wants to discourage us. And the biggest thing is marriages, because marriages hold this whole nation together. You attack the marriages, then that's it. You destroyed everything. And most of the times when we look at things, we like the glittery lifestyle and everything is fast and fancy. I want the beautiful woman who's going to be here, and let me go and do this and everything. And even this, on the way over here, I have a new BlackBerry phone, so I get emails on there. I got an email from some random woman. Oh, I've missed you. I've been wanting to write you this letter, and it's like it can be very tempting to say, oh wow, what is this? Check me out on secretblog.com. And I showed it to my wife. I'm like, what is this nonsense? So like erasing it right away and knowing that's not my standard. My house, I'm built on a rock. I'm built on what the Bible tells me to do, even when things are going crazy, and whatever comes my way, I'm going to stand firm. Not because I'm so strong, because God is strong. He's my rock. I'm standing firm on him, and that's it.
Awesome. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. We'd like for you, the listening audience, to answer the question, how do you remain faithful when your world is crumbling down? Give us a call at 215-263-1039 or 1-877-995-7644. We welcome your calls, your comments, your questions, and your testimonies.
Now, I think it's very important, and I'm very encouraged to have the Friends of Maurice here, because they are really an example of so many things. They're an example of being faithful. They're an example of being a young professional couple. I believe, Nana, you're working on your PhD, and James, I think you're a teacher, I believe, right?
Yep.
You're a teacher. You have a master's degree,
yep.
And they're young. They have a small child and another one about to be here any moment. I mean, really, I'm hoping it won't be a first. Here we have a birth here on Marriage Beyond the Vows, but you are
okay.
You know, she's about to have another child. And they help so many people. They're an interracial couple. I mean, they're just so many things. So I know for all our listeners out there, feel free to call us and ask questions or comments. I mean, this is a great opportunity, a golden opportunity to be able to get some great input, to be able to be encouraged and inspired from people's lives. Because, you know, the Word of God inspires us. But when you see it in action, when you see it as an example, you know, it does something to your faith. Right. And I believe part of what we talk about here on the show is making sure that we have people in our lives who can help us. You know, many of us grow up seeing bad examples of marriages. Hmm. And then we become Christians and we think, okay, all of a sudden everything's supposed to be, you know, peachy and work out for its, you know, work things itself out. Right. And yet we realize, wait a minute, I'm a Christian now. I love God and my marriage is falling apart. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's, you know, even though we have a relationship with God, we're not always putting the faithful and the challenging things from the scriptures into practice mm-hmm. that make all the difference. Or sometimes we really don't know because we haven't seen it in action.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so we welcome your phone calls again. The numbers to reach us, 215-263-1039. Or you can call 1-877-995-7644. I'd like to get into you guys' history just a little bit. What college did you guys attend?
I went to Fordham University, that was for my bachelor's degree. Attended Mercy College for my master's, and I'm currently getting a doctorate degree online at Walden University in early childhood development.
Awesome. Very good.
Where did I go to college? I don't know. went to different schools. I did Mercy College, Touro College, Lehman College. Mm-hmm. Got a few different degrees from different places.
And you say you guys are still active with the campus ministries.
Yeah.
So what do you hear? What are some of the common questions you hear from college students who are like, yeah, you know, I'd love to get married, but.
Yeah, I think even we go onto different campuses and we do Bible discussions over there, different topics. And this last week was on real love, and we looked at 1 Corinthians and breaking it down. You know what love is, and it's funny too. I think when even college students, like they know the right thing. I think most of us, we know the right things to do. Like, cause when you look at that scripture, like the first thing it says, love is patient. Mm-hmm. You know. People just don't want to do that. I think that's our biggest thing as Americans, especially now with the internet, with everything. It's a microwave world that we live in. It's like, yeah, I know I should be patient. I know I should do this thing. If this woman can't wait, if this guy is not willing to wait, he's probably not the right one. But when they're presented in those situations, it's like the emotions just take over and they say, well, maybe. And the compromise of stuff that usually gets us into it. Like I said, I became a Christian when I was in college. So I've had my share of mess ups before that in relationships. And in a way, I'm thankful to God for that I can say, well, it doesn't work if you don't do it God's way. It's just not gonna. Like I've tried to build my house on the sand because it's just fun. It looks nice and it's exciting. It seems like this is the boring life if you do it the Christian way. But I've I'm grateful now I could share as a Christian. Like I've never had so much fun. We haven't had so many great experiences traveling, doing whatever. I'm like, man, this is. I love James 1:17. Thanks, Marcos, for that. That's scripture. That's my theme scripture. But it's like it's a gift from God. Like God, that's all He wants to do. And I beg and plead with these college students, like, man, God has so much in store for you. If you can just stick it out, love is patient, be patient. Like, you don't have to rush and do this now. If He's the right one, if that's God's plan in the right time, everything is gonna come together.
Right.
I usually tell the young women, especially the women, I think, because women, we do struggle with so many insecurities, and so many young women, especially in college, are looking for a man, you know, to fill them, to fill the space in their heart, to make them feel beautiful, to make them feel special, to make them feel like they're worth something. And it's just so great to minister to them and help them to see that God sees that about them and that they can be confident first in themselves and in their design as women that God created. They don't have to look to a man to do that, but in God's perfect time, He will provide them the right person. Yeah. And they don't need to rush out and find somebody on their own. And it's great because I get to share that I got married as a virgin, you know, what that meant, being able to wear a white dress, meaning that I was pure and that I waited, and that waiting is not this terrible thing, that I was still able to get a college degree, you know, being a Christian woman. I still was able to travel. I still was able to serve in different capacities, to travel to help orphans in Jamaica. And I did just I was able to serve in a lot of ways and do things that, you know, people think, oh, you can't do because, you know, you're not a Christian. And never had a boyfriend. My husband is my first boyfriend. And now we're married.
Awesome.
And it's a blessing from God. So I get to really encourage them that that is something that is possible.
Wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful story. Let's go to the phones, Marcos. Let's see who we have here and what they have to say and ask. We have Joyce calling in from Delaware. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello, my dear. Good morning. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus.
All right. Good morning.
I just called to let you know how God is good.
Oh, God is good. Yes.
I'm going into 66 years old, and they come and they cut off my light. They cut off my gas.
Oh, no.
And I stayed in the house. As a matter of fact, I was sick for 10 months, two different times. And that threw me off. Mess my credit up and everything. A lot of bills, and I just keep praying. I had to have surgery, emergency surgery, and they didn't even do the surgery properly. They had to go back in me, surgery 22nd, surgery 26th. But I pray and I sing, because that's what I know. That's how I know God is good. I stay close to Him.
That's so true.
Not that I don't doubt. Sometimes I think and wonder what is going on. But then my spirit just get deep down and get cheered up and said, you know what God has brought you through. You know the value of God's goodness to you. Do not buckle under. Everybody said, how Miss Lily, I got you so much something and you so happy. I said, girl, not me. My God, my God, my God. I pray. A church sister gave me $500 to put on the light, and a longtime friend came. One Sunday, I was here. I fell asleep, and then I heard a knock on the door. When I look, he come with $700. I was able to put on the light because I was in darkness with a lantern a friend of mine gave me. And I pray and I pray and I pray. And she said, everybody said, I don't understand how you so happy. I'm going through things. I said, honey, I was driving down the highway the other day, and I said, mighty God, I don't reach Job State yet, and I know you will help me.
I know that's right.
The gas company called me the 17th of last month, tell me somebody pay on the gas, and they are sending somebody to turn on the gas, and I set up until 12 o'clock.
Well, that is awesome. You know, Miss Lily, we thank you so much. You have an amazing testimony about literally being in the dark and now being in the light. And I love your answer there. How do you remain faithful? You said you pray and you pray and you pray. So we thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yes.
May God continue to bless you and keep that great enthusiasm and great spirits that you have. We thank you so much for calling.
Yes, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
A lot of us, young, old, middle aged, and everybody. God bless you, my dear.
All right. Bless you too. Thank
you.
Have a good one.
So long, my dear.
All right. Let's go to Joyce calling in from Delaware. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you much. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Awesome. What's your comment or question?
My comment is, first of all, I just want to say what a blessing and what a pleasure it is to hear your guest this morning. And just being so appreciative of what they're doing in spreading this good news to other young couples. And I wish at a certain time I've had the advantage of hearing that, but I'm so very grateful that our God is a God of second chances and gives you an opportunity to get it right. I think what I had to learn in this similar situation was patience. And going back and being very grateful to be in a Christian family and to being the church as opposed to being in the church, and understanding in the final analysis that I tried to make everybody else happy and made myself miserable, and then understanding where I had to go for help, where both of us had to go to make it work out. So I can really testify to what they're talking about in terms of understanding who we are and waiting for this answer and being amenable to hearing what it is we're hearing from God. And that's when it works. That's the only way it works. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your comments this morning. All right. Have a good day. All right. Let's hear from...
We just wanted to say, you know, it's so encouraging when when people do call in and they are inspired by what they see. Because, you know, like I said, there we get a ton of emails. And if you are online or if you want to be able to listen to the show or even make any comments, you know, please log into praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com. And, you know, send us your comments and your requests. But, you know, so many times we get great questions or people wanting direction. But it's also inspiring to know that, you know, we have so many listeners that really are looking for some inspiration where they want just to be able to say, wait a minute. You know, we know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But when you see that light, it does something to you. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany, I was going to ask, you know, as a single person, how do you feel, you know, what's when you have that contrast, when you have, you know, those real negative marriages that mm-hmm. make you wonder and cringe and say, you know, do I really want to get into mm-hmm. that? As opposed to the times when you see just great relationships that although they're not perfect, mm-hmm. they're inspiring. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does that do for you as a single person?
It actually gives me hope. And it's so funny that we were talking about patience, because that's the thing I'm always being tested on. I've had very little patience in the relationship venue for a long time. And so that's just been my issue, my struggle, the whole waiting thing and thinking, you know, delayed isn't denied, you know, and just dealing with that concept of, okay, I'm not being denied, it's just delayed. So anytime I see a wonderful relationship like our guests or any of my friends who are married, who are going through some really difficult times, but are committed to staying together and showing that they do love one another and they do love God, that gives me inspiration. So I don't really feed into the whole, if I have a bad relationship, all men are bad, or relationships just don't work. I really don't feed into that, because I do know that that's not all the time and it's not everyone. So it's very inspirational. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful.
That's great. That's so encouraging to know. Yeah. I love what you said. Delayed is not denied.
Mm.
And I definitely appreciate the fact that just because there are few guys, some guys out there who really blow it or really hurt you, that not all men are bad. There are a lot of great men who do love God,
mm-hmm.
But that's very important. And I mean that, and I stress that, you know, he has to love God first.
Right, right. And if he doesn't, then it's really not going to work out. If you do and he doesn't, that's the whole unequally yoked thing. And sometimes as a single person, you kind of psych yourself into, you know, making bargains like, all right, well, you know, he's not all that into the Lord and everything, but he's working. You know, you start making these bargains and it's not going to work out. At least it's been my experience.
Agreed.
That is not going to work out.
Well, we know we get so many callers. We know.
Yeah.
It doesn't work
at all. So listen, we're going to take a brief pause and then we're going to come back to some more phone calls. We ask that you please give us a call and tell us your story, share your comments, your questions, and your testimony with 215-263-1039 or 1-877-995-7644. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns right after this.
And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039. And get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
Good morning and welcome back to the program. We thank you so much for listening. I'm Tiffany Bacon. We have Marcos Mercado. Together, we are talking today about blessings in disguise. We are welcoming your phone calls. The question to you is, how do you remain faithful when your world comes crumbling down? Again, the numbers to reach us in studio, 215-263-1039, 1-877-995-7644. Tamika is calling in from Charlotte. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, Tamika. Thank you for calling. How are you?
How are you? How's everyone?
All right, doing well. Thank you much. What's your comment or question?
I have a question. Oh, congratulations on the couple on their second upcoming bundle of joy.
Thank you.
But I guess my question is, how do you stay focused and keep faith while you're waiting when it just seems like things are not going the way you think they should be going?
Good question. Well, Tamika, that's a great question. I think when times are challenging and you're just waiting on God, sometimes it feels like it's forever. But the thing that really, really helps me is just to pray, but also to talk with people who are close to you for encouragement, for inspiration. So a lot of times it's hard to see by yourself with your own vision what God is trying to do in your life. But sometimes it's very clear to other people. And they're able to see and able to say, you know what, Tamika, you know, look ahead, look forward. You know, they're able to motivate you, inspire you, and help you to see that God does have a perfect plan. Although we might not see that was said earlier, although sometimes it might seem like it's denied, it's just really delayed. And if we wait on God's timing, he really does bless us. So that's what really helps.
Because sometimes it just seems hard. I guess because to me the hard part, I guess waiting is the hard part. I mean, because of the situation that I'm in. I've never been married, but my friend has, and next year will be 2 years in divorce. And, I mean, we've only been talking for 9 months. But, I mean, I believe that, you know, he is the one that God has sent to me. But, you know, of course he wants to wait because, you know, getting out of a divorce is, I don't want to jump back into anything too seriously, but I guess that's why I asked, because waiting is the hard part. I mean, he encourages me to stay in the Word and pray, but, I mean, it just seems so hard sometimes.
I was looking at this scripture, too, Tamika. It's in First Peter. It definitely encourages me through trials. First Peter in chapter 1, starting in verse 3, it says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In God's great mercy has caused us to be born again into a living hope because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Now we hope for the blessing God has for his children. These blessings, which cannot be destroyed or be spoiled or lose their beauty, are kept in heaven for you. God's power protects you through faith until salvation is shown to you at the end of time. This will make you very happy, even though for now, for a short time, different kinds of troubles may make you sad. These troubles come to prove that your faith is pure. This purity of faith is worth more than gold, which can be proved to be pure by fire, but will ruin. But the purity of your faith will bring you praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ comes to show you." And I think every time I think about it, and it's just amazing we can do this on a Christian talk show, you know, a Christian radio show, because there's always a bigger picture. Like marriage in itself, these relationships in itself are for us to draw closer to God, because that's the bigger picture. You know, even as we were praying, coming here, like, man, we're leaving our daughter. You know, what if we just die on the way over here, and all of these things, and the movie 2012 is out. It's like, man, God has such a bigger picture in mind. Like, he's... As you're going through these times, Tamika, like, God is refining your faith. He's purifying your character, because God is your ultimate one who loves you. Nobody can love you the way God loves you. You know, and I got to separate that too from, like, I love my wife so much. She loves me, but God loves me so much more. That's the only perfect and pure love that we have. So God puts us through these trials so it can test our faith, and we go through the hard times, because if we didn't go through the hard times, really, like, we wouldn't even think about God. We wouldn't need him. We wouldn't need to reach out to him. So it's like, I think God puts us in these marriage relationships for those reasons, or the dating relationships. Like, oh, wow, are you going to stay faithful? Or is it just, is this a temporary thing? Because just like it says, you're his child. You're God's child. He has these gifts, these blessings in heaven for you that you, like, you can't even understand. We can't even imagine these things that are in store for us. So if you stay faithful, like, that's what God wants, and he's going to reveal these blessings to you.
Okay.
All right. Tamika, thank you so much for your phone call, and thank you for listening to us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Have an awesome day.
You too.
All right. Charlotte, don't forget to give us a call with your comments, your questions, and, of course, your testimony at 1-877-995-7644. We have Ike calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you much.
Doing great. Ike, so you have a comment or question for us?
I have a comment. I actually called in, I guess, a week or two ago about the divorce thing. But I just want to say the comment that you made earlier was such an inspiration, and a couple on here is such an inspiration to marriages, because the comment that you made was a lot of us do grow up in broken homes, and that's how the enemy is actually we don't see it. That's how he's attacking us. You know, break up the homes. The children think that it's okay that you run from it. But with God first, and you put your faith and trust in God and not people, you can, he'll work everything out. As long as you remain faithful to him, everything will work to the good of glory for those who serve him. And I think that was a very powerful statement that needs to be ministered every day to married couples, young, old, whoever. We have to stay faithful to God first, and then we'll be faithful to each other.
Yeah, that is
trust
so true.
Trust in God, and you'll learn how to trust in others. You'll trust God that other people will do right. And as long as you keep your trust in God, that's where it all lies at.
Yep.
God first.
You know what I love? Like when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel were going to be thrown into the lion's den, and they were like, look, you know, God can really rescue us, but even if he doesn't,
amen,
we're going to remain faithful. And I think too many times our relationship with God or even our marriage, it's very conditional.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, God, if you bless me, then I'll serve you, then I'll be righteous. Or, you know, if my husband or my wife, if they do the right thing, then I'll also do the right thing.
Exactly.
But that's not God's love. God's love is we do the right thing regardless.
Regardless. Amen. Love without condition and love without expecting in return. You just love just because.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love God, and that's how God loves it. I try to, you know, when I minister to people, regardless of whatever the other person is doing, you remain faithful to God first. And if you trust in God, if it takes 2, 3, 4 years, if you believe in God and he promised you something, you remain faithful. And when he gives you that promise, it's going to be the best time in your life from there on. But you have to remain faithful to God first, not to the person. You remain faithful to God first, and that will get you through it. And the main goal is we're all trying to make it to see the kingdom of heaven. And a lot of people are not going because their faith is so little, but we need to instill that back in our churches, back in our families. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my children, you know, we don't want our children growing up thinking that it's okay to run away from your, run, just give up on everything. No, you know, you stick it in there, you stand out. You make sure that you show your children what it is to be faithful to God.
Yeah.
First. And that's how they'll grow up to respect their marriages and respect God first and to respect their marriages.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of us, like you said earlier, was so true. We grow up in these single-parent homes and the people are comfortable and they're not realizing how it affects the children themselves that are growing up, and they get to do, they think that it's okay to do that. So I think we need a new order, and we need to get back to the origination of what God actually intended for us to do, and that is to serve him solely and completely and to give our all to him, and that way we can be able to supply for our families. And we start restoring these families back into the communities and restoring our community back to the way God intended for it to be. So I thank the Lord, and I thank the God and you guys for having that couple on there today to be such an inspiration led by the Spirit. And that's beautiful. I was actually, I smiled when I heard them on and I heard their testimony. And
that's great.
Fantastic.
She was a virgin. I'm like, wow, that's what I've been teaching my daughter now.
Yeah,
you don't need all. You don't need to chase. Don't chase no boys. You go out, live your life. You can live a Christian life and be so happy and so full of joy, and God is worth it. And then when you find he sends you that person, you'll know, and that will be the one for you instead of down the line, well, this ain't the one for me. Well, you made that choice, and now you stick to it, but I want you to wait. Be patient. Stay to yourself. It's fun living for God.
Yes.
That is so
you know,
true.
You get to travel. She said she traveled and helped out orphans. She did the work of the Lord, and now she's blessed with a husband who was able to do the work of the Lord with her, and they had that. They have trust in God for each other. They need to write a book.
they actually did.
They did.
It's 40 Steps Closer to the Sun, and by James Frenchamori. So you can actually find out more information if you log on to our website, praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com.
All right.
But thank you so much, Ike, for your inspiration and your comments. We're glad you are encouraged.
All right. Have an awesome day, Ike. Thank you so much. We have Patricia calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You are live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Patricia Russell, and my husband and I, God has been visible in our marriage from the day that we met. And by that I mean I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time that we met, and my company that I worked for had decided to relocate to Philadelphia. And so my husband was working for March Trailways as a bus driver, and he was
our company had selected his company, and the driver, he was just our assigned driver for that weekend.
Okay.
And so that's how I met my husband. And when I saw him, there was no physical attraction on my part. And that, because he was not the person, this appeared to be the person that I would select for me as a husband. But God saw differently. Mm. And so from that day on, things just started to fall in place. And he started telling me things about himself that only he could tell me, that only God could direct him to tell me. And it just went on from that weekend. And even after I left to go back home from viewing the city as a possible relocation site, I still have no idea of him being my husband or even just dating him. So God has been visible, and all that, and we've been married now 20 years. Mm. And in during that 20 years, while we were both saved at the time that we got married or even met, we were both saved, but our lifestyles were different. Our some views in life was a little different. But God brought all of that together. And when I tell you that when God is first in your life and when you love him and you know that there are blessings in disguise, that is true. That old cliche that you can't train old dogs new tricks, that's not true. Yes, you can through God. And that is supported by the fact I've been blind, totally blind now for the last 5 years, and I didn't think that my husband could handle it. Mm. But God has fixed it so that my husband was able to handle the fact of me being blind, because we had so many plans and so many things that we were going to do together, including our own business, which we do have, and it just that God is, when you put him first, and the couple that's on this morning, I really commend you because of the things that you've gone through so that your marriage can be successful and work, and truly know that God blesses the union of marriage, and he does not change, and he has all kind of blessings in disguise. And I was thinking this morning as I was listening to you guys just how that scripture, Romans 8:28, that says all things work together
for good,
to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. Because we look at the good, we look for the good, but we forget the purpose in which the good comes by.
That's so true.
And that is because we love him and we are called to his purpose. So when we get married and our marriage has been ordained by him, that is the good of our marriage, because we love God and he is first in our lives. And to all married couples, you're going to go through some things. That's just life. You're going to go through some things. But you won't know that God is there unless you know God for yourself as an individual first. And then when you come together as a husband and wife or as a couple, that the scripture that says you become one, that's true.
That's
and
true.
God works it all out for our good because we love him and we are called according to his purpose.
That is so true. You know, you mentioned that scripture in Romans 8, but even before you get to that God works for the good of those who love him. In Romans 4, it talks about Abraham and his faith.
Absolutely.
And what I love, I love this scripture in Romans, and what you said really reminded me of this. It says, against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of all nations.
Yes, and remember Romans 4:17 says, call those things that be not as though they were. That was a promise. That was an instruction to Abraham.
Oh, definitely.
And so when we start to ask God for our husbands or wives, you know, we are speaking that into existence. Now, there are some conditions to that, and that
definitely.
Is to be not to be unequally yoked and being saved, you know, in him first.
Of course. Of course. You know, Patricia, amazing story. You know, we are inspired even by what you mentioned in terms of losing your sight, but you have your husband by your side. And I tell you, it sounds like 20 years ago, you know, your husband drove up into your life, you know, and that's so inspiring.
We
want to encourage you to, you know, keep that. I mean, 20 years of marriage, it sounds like you are enjoying your relationship with one another.
Yes, we do.
And so we thank you so much for your testimony, for your encouragement.
One thing that my husband does for me, even today,
okay,
he makes me feel like He just met me for the first time.
Mm.
He just still does those little encouraging things, those little intimate things, those says those little things that make me feel like a little 16-year-old.
Oh, great.
That's
so
beautiful.
That, you know, it, when a marriage to me, that communication is a very, very important thing in your marriage. And so I say to the couple on your show, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Keep up that intimacy and that communication. And most of all, keep God first.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless
you. Thank you so much for your call. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, now. We have Reggie calling in from Charlotte. Good morning. You're live on the air, Reggie.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. What's your comment or question?
I wanted to make a comment in reference to with Tamiko, the young lady Tamiko.
Yes.
That called, but the sister that just got on the line is talking now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she confirmed exactly what I was going to say. I mean, I was like, Lord have mercy, because I was ready to hang up when she said it. But the Lord was like, hold tight, hold
mm-hmm.
1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to actually just let her know, let Tamika know that all things do work together for the good of those who love the Lord, and that whenever you trust in God, the Bible talks about in the Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not to your own understanding and knowledge of God in all ways, and He'll direct your path. And I think that if she just focused on those scriptures in Romans and in Proverbs about, you know, all things working together for the good in Romans, and then knowing that it's working for her good by her being patient and waiting on her husband.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But just trusting in God and leaning not to her own understanding and just acknowledging God and her waiting. Because when she waits, say, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So it's like she'll get stronger as she waits. So that's all I wanted to comment on.
All right.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Reggie.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir.
Have a good day. God bless.
You know, my wife and I were actually talking about this yesterday, and we were driving, and we were talking about how, you know, some people really rush into marriage
mm-hmm.
and how they shouldn't. Because I tell you, from where I sit, you know, as a minister, you hear a lot. You even with singles and marriage, and sometimes people have no clue who mm-hmm. they're about to commit the rest of their lives to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it takes time. And we can't, honestly, I can't as a minister say, well, you know, you sure? I know stuff about this person, or I know, you know, it's almost like the person really has to find out. I can give them a little bit of a hint and an encouragement. And sometimes I just say, you know what? Take your time. Get to know this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't want to slander someone or label them. And people do change. But at the same time, sometimes you see, you know, someone is heading for destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get emotional and we're enamored with this, you know, this facade. Oh, the looks, man, he's a good looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you had said earlier, Tiffany, maybe he's not a Christian, but, you know, he's not
working.
That bad of a guy. You know,
he's working,
you know, he's breathing, you know, or like a good friend of mine used to say, he's like, at least she reads her Bible. It's like, yeah, they read their Bible, but they're not putting it into practice. You know,
yeah.
you want to make sure that you are taking your time. And Tamika and all of our listeners who really feel impatient, realizing, and what James had mentioned, how in 1 Corinthians 13 says love is patient. The very first comment about love from 1 Corinthians is that it's patient, meaning that we can wait. And there is no, if you're going to spend the rest of your life together, then you better make sure that God, it really is ordaining it, that it really is a blessing from God. And so I even wanted to direct that question to you guys. When you were in turmoil, you know, with the challenges, and I know you didn't go into all the details, but it was intense. I remember, you know, mm-hmm. you guys feeling like, wait a minute, is this even going to happen? Are you during your engagement, you know, are you even going to get married? And just feeling all the opposition and from your relatives giving you pressure that, hey, maybe not, maybe, you know, it was okay you were dating, but you don't want to marry this person. How did you know that it was God's will, as opposed to just your will?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, there's we just mentioned some proverbs, but there's a bunch of proverbs on just getting advice, getting a lot of godly advice and plans will succeed. You know, if you get in the counsel and vice versa, you know, pride comes before the folly, you know, and we just had to, like I said, make sure that this wasn't our decision. You know, this wasn't just something, you know, because there's love and there's lust. You know, I think that's people get that confused sometimes. Yeah, I love this person so much. We just need to be together. But sometimes it's, you know, we're just fooling ourselves and it's just lust. And, you know, I had to go through that First Corinthians scriptures and look through it. You know, what is our marriage based on? You know, what is, like I mentioned earlier, you know, what is the foundation? You know, is it the scriptures? Is it all of these things? Do I see those things in Nena? You know, looking at all those things, asking people, hey, what do you guys see in our relationship? Do you believe, like, people with a godly perspective? I didn't go ask Poppy Smooth on the street corner, hey, what do you think? You know, like, real friends will tell you the truth. And, sure. And you know, when we had that, we had a lot of real friends who told us the truth. And even our parents, like the Bible, like that was something that we struggled with, because, you know, it's in the Ten Commandments too, honor your father and mother. So we both went back and forth because we love our parents. Definitely both our families, we can definitely respect them and their lives. They've sure. been married for years. But it was looking at, and we listened to that too. It's not like, well, they don't know any better. Like they do know. They've been together. They have a good track record, but spiritually also getting that advice. So taking what everybody said and really weighing it, and, you know, pros and cons, like anything. I think all these things that we're talking about just apply to everything in life. You know, marriage is a huge part of it, because like you're saying, Marcus, this is for life. It's not just a decision that you're making out. We'll be married for a year and then we'll see what happens next year. It's like you're committing to this. So taking the time, weighing the options, getting a lot of advice, a lot of prayer, reading through the scriptures, and, you know, God makes things clear, and listening to that too. If like God says, hey, you know, stop over here. If my good friends were saying, hey, I don't think this is good. Look at this. Like, you know, he would make it very clear, because God did it a bunch of times. God even spoke through a donkey in the Bible. Like he'll get his message across to you.
Hopefully and, that's not your friends.
And listen, we're going to have to take a brief pause, but we want to encourage you to give us a call with your comments, your questions, and your testimony. 215-263-1039, 1-877-995-7644. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns right after this.